faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman rushes to the Metropolis Harbor, Candy Myers, vowing vengeance, sets out alone for a showdown with the racketeers.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, there's no point in letting somebody else in the gang get the jump on you, is there? Especially when it comes to collecting those swell prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. You can collect all three kinds of Pep prizes easy as anything. 49 different prizes in all. For instance, maybe the prize in your next package of Pep will be one of those keen, full-color pictures of birds. There are 24 to collect, each with a full description on the reverse side so that you'll be hep on those birds. Or, if your next Pep prize happens to be a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, remember, you can collect 7 of those planes in Pep's Great Air Fleet. And the same goes for those 18 bright-colored comic buttons, each picturing a famous comic strip character. Why, all three kinds of Pep prizes are super to go with the super-terrific flavor of Kellogg's Pep. And that's saying a lot, because the catchy taste of Pep is really out of this world. Every spoonful of those cool, crisp flakes of whole wheat tastes downright wonderful. Yes, sir, a bowl of Pep is a smooth treat and then some. So for a prize dish from a prize package, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Now the adventures of Superman.
Clark Kent is convinced that Mike Rickey, a contractor, practiced fraud in building a subway which caved in, causing great loss of life, and that he was responsible for the near-fatal attacks on Jimmy Olsen and Private Detective Candy Myers, who were investigating the disaster. Learning that Rickey had ordered all the wreckage of the subway tube to be dumped into Metropolis Harbor, Kent, as Superman, streaks to the waterfront in time to salvage some of the rubble. Meanwhile, Candy Myers, vowing vengeance, set out to have a showdown with Rickey, just as the fraudulent contractor had decided that Kent and Candy must be done away with. As we continue now in Mike Rickey's ornate penthouse apartment, Shortcake, the contractor's undersized henchman, has just answered the house telephone. His watery eyes popping, the little thug spins about to face Rickey and Clint Morgan, the dishonest Metropolis building commissioner. Listen.
Well, what you standing there with your mouth open for, Shortcake? What gives?
Candy Myers downstairs, boss.
What? Candy Myers?
Yeah, the private eye. He's in the lobby. He wants to see you.
Oh.
Is he alone?
Wait till I find out. Hey, Jughead, is this Myers character Malone? Yeah, he's all by his lonesome, boss.
Well, now, ain't that just dandy? This makes it nice and easy. All right, have him come up, Shortcake. Have him come right up.
Okay, boss. Send him up, Jughead.
What are you going to do, Mike?
Do? Well, I'm going to get this Myers jerk out of our hair for good.
But that would be murder.
Would you rather go to jail?
No, of course not, but...
But nothing. Clark Kent and Myers are working together. They got some of that busted concrete from the subway cave-in.
I know, but...
All right, if they have it analyzed, it'll show how I, with your okay, gypped the building specifications. That means we go to the pen, but quick.
You're right, boss. And me, I don't like no pen.
But there must be some other way.
Now, just stop worrying, Clinton. Leave this to me and Shortcake. We'll get rid of this Myers, Weisenheimer, and then Kent. And then we won't have nothing to worry about except spending our dough.
Yeah, man. Right again, boys.
Well, I don't want to be here, though.
Easy, Alec, boys.
Now, look here, Shortcake. What's that?
Must be Candy Myers. All right, you go in the bedroom, Clint.
Yes, sir. I think I'd better.
Let Myers in, Shortcake.
Okay. Step right in, Mr. Myers.
Put that gun away, Squirt. Might go off and scare
you. Oh, yeah, listen, wise guy.
All right, close the door, Shortcake.
Okay.
Oh, fat stuff.
Now, don't be a wise guy, Myers. I'm in no mood for kidding.
Okay. Neither am I. And you can check the artillery. I didn't come here to do that kind of a job. I'm leaving that for the judge and jury.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm here to tell you what a dirty rat you are and to pin your ears back for the job you did on me the other night. And on Jim Olson.
How's that so? Frisk him, Shortcake.
Okay, boys.
Keep away from me.
Keep your hands down, Myers, or you get it.
Who are you kidding, Fat Stuff?
I'm warning you, Myers. I'm just warning you. Try moving your hands and you'll find out.
Now, look, Ricky. You can't bluff me. You wouldn't try bumping me off. Not here. Because you know I wouldn't be so dumb as to walk into this rat nest without first telling my friends.
So what? The doorman and the elevator man will both swear the jazz for me, but I wasn't home, so you went away. They work for me, you see. I happen to own this building.
Now, wait a minute.
You'd be found someplace if you ever were found, a long way from here.
Yeah, a long way from here.
Yeah. Now, be smart, Flatfoot, and do like I say. Why don't you pick up that phone and call Clark Kent?
Call Clark Kent? What for?
I want you to tell him that you got to see him right away and for him to come to the warehouse at 442 West Street. And what's more, tell him to come alone.
442 West Street?
That's right. Now, do you make that phone call, Myers, or do I let you have it right here and now? Well?
Okay. Okay, take it easy. I got to make up my mind. Give me a minute to think it over.
Sure, I'll give you a minute. But just a minute. Then you either make the call or you get it. Look at your watch, Sharky.
Okay. It's exactly
try this
five
on your bazooka, Ricky!
Right, you will.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get it, boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is for you, Squirt.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Fighting for his life, Candy Myers succeeds in seizing the gun hands of both Mike Rickey and Shortcake, clinging to them as all three men crash to the floor, where they roll and thresh wildly, overturning tables and chairs. But Fat Mike Rickey, despite his girth as strong as a bear, Little Shortcake is wiry and fierce. Each of them slug Candy with their free hands, seeking to make him loose their grip on their guns. And though he hangs on grimly, Candy knows the end is almost at hand. Meanwhile, Clark Kent has returned to the Daily Planet from the famous Dr. Millicent's laboratory. We find him now in Editor Perry White's office, where he is making a report of the chemist's analysis.
Dr. Millicent and his staff analyzed those pieces of concrete that came out of the subway cave-in, Chief, and it's just as I thought. The concrete doesn't nearly measure up to city specifications. Mike Rickey gypped on the quantity and quality of the cement. That's why that tube caved in.
Now listen, Kent.
I just stopped by to pick up you and Candy Myers. He started this investigation, and he deserves to be in on the finish.
But look, Kent,
we're going to meet the mayor at police headquarters and swear out warrants for the arrest of Mike Rickey and Building Commissioner Morgan on charges of fraud and homicide. Get your hat, Chief.
Now, wait a minute, Kent. Wait a minute. I'm afraid Candy may be in trouble.
Trouble? What do you mean?
Well, he went charging out of here about an hour ago, saying he was going to find Rickey and slap his ears down.
What?
Yes. Said nobody could beat him up and almost kill Jim Molson and get away with it.
Oh.
I tried to stop him, but I know how he is when he gets sore.
Yes, I do, too, and I don't like this. I don't like it at all. Did he tell you where he was going to look for Rickey?
He said something about going to his house.
Where's that, do you know?
I looked it up. It's 1263 Park Place.
1263 Park, huh?
Yes. I called the police, but they said they couldn't go looking for Candy unless I preferred some kind of charges. Now, wait a minute, Kent. Where are you going?
To find Candy, of course, and I hope I'm not too late.
Running across the city room into the deserted storeroom, Clark Kent swiftly strips to the blue costume and red cape of Superman. Then, throwing open the window, the Man of Steel rockets away to search for his friend, Candy Myers.
Out, up, and away!
Will he find him in time? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So, stand by.
Say, gang, right off when you wake up in the morning, don't you think of all the fun you're going to have during the day? Sure, and of course that fun starts right off at breakfast when you can dig into a bowl of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, a dish of Pep makes breakfast a regular fun feast. Those golden flakes of Pep are so light, so fresh and crisp, why they practically say, "Hi there, eat me up." And so you spoon up that cool, catchy flavor, that strictly Pep flavor, meaning strictly super. And say, super is also the word for the prize you find in every Pep package. Three different kinds of prizes, one or the other in every package you open. For instance, it might be a model fighting plane in colored cardboard, one of seven great Pep model planes you can collect. Or maybe it'll be one of 24 new full-color bird pictures with a description on the reverse side so that you'll know these birds in the air. could be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons, picturing a famous comic strip character to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket. So start collecting all three kinds of these slick Pep prizes. Today, ask Mom for a supply of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
In the once ornate but now wrecked penthouse apartment of Fat Mike Rickey, a mighty battle has come to an end. Defeated at last, a dazed Candy Myers rests on hands and knees on the heaped-up carpet. Above him, his clothes torn, his face cut and bruised, stands Mike Rickey, holding a gun pointed at the fallen detective. Shortcake, his puffed lips contorted in a snarl, stands nearby. In the bedroom doorway, his face pale, stands the graying, paunchy Clint Morgan, building commissioner of Metropolis. Rickey is speaking.
Okay, Myers. This is it.
You're a dirty swine, Rickey. Put down that gun and I'll still take your part.
You hear the big mouth, Shortcake?
Yeah, I hear him, boss. Go on, let him have it.
You bet I will, right? No, you don't, Rickey. I'll take that gun.
What the, who's that?
Superman. Pull up here, monkey.
Superman.
I'll fix him, boss. Creepers. The bullet bounced right off him.
Of course.
Yeah, but here's something that won't bounce off you.
Oh.
Well, nice work, Candy. I gather you're okay.
Yeah. You got here just 1 second later.
Just a moment. Where do you think you're going, Rickey?
Me? No place. Sir.
Right the first time. Just stand still, my fat friend. And you, Mr. Building Commissioner.
Mr. Grafting Rat Commissioner to you, Superman.
Now, look here, I...
Were you thinking of leaving without saying goodbye?
He just remembered he had an appointment, I guess.
Yes, he has an appointment, all right, with Police Inspector Henderson. And then a very long appointment with the warden of the state penitentiary.
Oh, no. No, you've made a mistake. I can explain.
Oh, you can't.
I really had nothing to do with Mr. Rickey in the way that you think that is.
It was him that made me jip on all those contracts. I didn't want to have
it. You're a liar. It was you.
Gentlemen, please.
Yeah. Is that nice? Two big crooks like you guys calling each other names?
Yes. Get your hats, gentlemen. You're going to be away a long time. Let's go, Candy. I'll take this tough little lad under my arm. And as I believe Mr. Rickey was remarking when I blew in, this is it.
Herded by Superman, who carries the limp gunman under his arm, and followed by a battered but happily smiling Candy Myers, Fat Mike Rickey and Building Commissioner Morgan are led from the apartment to police headquarters. Their vicious threat against our friends and the citizens of Metropolis forever over. But unknown to Clark Kent, unknown even to those who will be involved, a much more vicious threat is about to raise its ugly, venomous head. A threat not only against Editor White, Jimmy Olsen, Lois Lane, and our other friends, but a threat against personal freedom. A threat against you, and you, and you. Against every decent, clear-thinking American. So don't miss the opening episode of tomorrow's new Superman adventure for thrills and excitement as the Man of Steel battles against hidden poison. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, think of all the famous names you know, and you'll think of Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Then you'll think of Kellogg Shredded Wheat. Makes breakfast loads of fun. Crisp, tender biscuits of whole wheat, toasted just right, and packed with natural nut sweet flavor. Just the right size, too, made to fit the bowl. As for nutrition, well, Mom knows that whole wheat is mighty good for you. And for economy, she likes the 15 biscuits in every package. Try Kellogg Shredded Wheat. You'll like it. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.